talk toys. I always, or toys or games. Craig, we always find these people that have great jobs. Mm-hmm. The Senior Director of Strategic Communications for the Toy Association joins us. Adrian Appel joins us. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I was looking at the Genius of Play site and looking at things, and Craig and I were trying to remember to learn how to play hopscotch. So let's talk a little bit about how we're getting kids off the couch and, I guess, ready to play during this time when they're hanging around the house because of the COVID-19 pandemic, people staying inside, or at least, you know, together. Help us out how the Toy Association and Genius of Play are doing something for us.
Yeah, so the Genius of Play is an initiative that has been around for a couple of years, and really it was created to remind families of the importance and the value of playing. You know, really more created when everybody was busy and rushing around, and it was, you know, please remember to take some time to play. Well, obviously that has changed dramatically, and we all are home adjusting to this new normal. And, you know, what are we doing with our kids? We're homeschooling. We're trying to work full-time jobs, some of us, and you know, your teacher, your activity director, but reminding families that play is really a crucial thing that they can all do together during this time. You're creating new memories, you're alleviating stress and anxiety, and it's not just about the benefits for the kids, it's beneficial for the grown-ups too. So we've launched Play Today, which is featuring indoor activities to get kids up and moving, different lists of learning at home resources, different ideas for virtual play, and games appropriate for any day, any place, and any size family. So we love that this tool is available and accessible for everybody, and you can really figure out, you know, what's going to work best for your family. But in terms of play, you can have a really, you know, great time and create some lasting memories.
I'm ready to build a fort. This is the best part of this whole thing. I'm looking under 20 indoor activities to get kids up and moving, building a fort out of cushions and furniture and blankets, all sorts of different things. How do we involve everybody in this as opposed to just sort of giving the kids something to do? How do we become a part of that?
Well, you helped build the fort. I actually built a fort about 2 weeks ago. And when I was a kid, I remember my sister and I would build a fort like every Saturday, and we'd have sheets and, you know, and we had this whole elaborate, you know, scenario where we would do this. And I did it for my kids the other day. They thought I was like the coolest person ever. Like, it was kind of like, people don't do that anymore, I guess. I'm not sure. I have another friend who said that her kids are building a fort in every room in her home, and at nighttime she had to take her comforter because it was her comforter from her bed, and they woke up in the morning and they were mad at her. And she was like, well, how was I supposed to go to sleep? You know, like, they took every sheet and every blanket in the house. But so, I mean, simple things like that. You know, we're connecting a lot through board games here. My husband's teaching my kids how to play chess, and they're having a great time doing it. And they're learning strategy, and they're learning critical thinking. So it's all these things that, you know, you're thinking, you know, oh, not a big deal, go play, kids, but get involved in the play. It's fun. I think we all need a little bit of play all the time, but especially now.
And I think it also sort of, as you mentioned, relieves stress. There's a lot of laughter involved. And if there's a way that we can also sort of play like a child, it also helps us as the parent for our mental fatigue.
Exactly. It's one of the only times you're not worrying about, you know, what's happening in the outside world, the work, getting homeschool done. You know, when we're playing family game night, we're putting our phones down, and for, you know, an hour or two, just not even really thinking about much else, which is a nice escape.
Of course, you have to choose the right game for everybody, right? I mean, depending on the age of your kid, you want to make sure that everybody sort of is engaged or at least having fun, and you don't get into too many disputes, those. Sometimes that can happen.
Yeah. My five-year-old, we need to teach him how to lose. He was not happy when he lost at Monopoly the other day. He was crumpling up the money. But, you know, it's fun. And, you know, you really can find something for everybody on the website. Like I said, you know, you're saying making a fort or playing hopscotch. Those are things that a lot of us did when we were kids. And to be able to kind of get back to basics and play with your kids and have a lot of time is really something that's very, very valuable.
Adrian, back in the day, my daughter loved to play Pretty Pretty Princess, and of course, I would end up wearing the earrings. Has that happened to your husband yet?
No, it hasn't. I'm sure it's something to look forward to, though, right? Maybe I can suggest that for later.
You also have different videos, so there's some people that, you know, different families, I guess, have put some videos together for people can take a look at. Like I just mentioned to Craig, I was watching this one about the hopscotch, how to kind of put it together. And a lot of the interesting videos or the discussion talks about allowing the children to sort of have a little bit of expression, so you're not forcing it to them. You're not giving them blueprints and say, this is how it needs to be done, this is the way it's going to work. You kind of have to have a little bit of a loose string on that.
Yeah, so, it's open-ended play is a really great way to, allow kids to express themselves and use their imagination. So, yeah, I've kind of been playing some things where my daughter decides that she's making up some rules, and I don't necessarily agree with the rules, but to keep the peace and to, let her have, a thought, let her have, some fun creative expression. We've been going with it, but, it's been really hard to juggle everything, and I think that geniusofplay.org and the Play Today resource has been great because everything is there in one place. You're also hearing every day a company or a corporation or a museum or a zoo is making a free resource available for families, and it's really been wonderful, but sometimes it's so hard to track down, and you remember hearing something, but then you don't have the time or you can't find the text that someone sent you. So if you go to thegeniusofplay.org, not only do we have these great play ideas and for different ages and stages and the different benefits associated with different types of play, we also have a resource where we've brought together a lot of those free activities that other people are offering, like the Cincinnati Zoo every day at 3 o'clock does a FaceTime Live. So there's all these great things that are out there for families, but it shouldn't be another thing for parents to have to do to pull it all together, and we've kind of done that for you.
It allows them to take those times. Some of them are still doing the distance learning for their schools or whatever, and this is going to be, an off time or break, or even some educational aspects that can come out of some of this play, as we always know. Again, geniusofplay.org, and you can go to Play Today. They've got that hashtag as well, and a lot of people are taking part in all of this. Adrian, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you're on a busy schedule, but have some fun today, if you will.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There's Adrian Appel, the Senior Director of Strategic Communications at the Toy Association. How about a place like that?